filing. We each have a copy, and so this is a very non-threatening situation. We're not here to interrogate or criticize or make suggestions.
No gotcha stuff.
Certainly not able to do that. But just to get basic information so that as a team, and we are one, we'll be able to ensure really clear information for voters and good election integrity going around this time. So, yeah, let me just start with the first question. These are a couple general questions to begin, unless does anybody have a question for us before we start? Anybody? Okay. All right, great. Then what is your biggest concern about the upcoming election?
I don't really have any concerns. I feel like we're just going to do business as usual.
And another election.
Another election. We've made it through how many with COVID?
We feel that we do our preparation, we do our training, we select the best people that we can to work at each precinct.
And
when we do the canvassing the day after election, we know for sure what kind of job they've done, and we don't find mistakes.
Okay,
and so I don't have any concerns.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. No other major concerns. Do you feel like you have the resources, the equipment, personnel, and training needed to run an effective election in November?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No questions there? No concerns there.
Mm-hmm.
Great. The county election board is consists of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democratic governor, but in some areas boards have had trouble finding willing Republicans and have appointed an independent instead. What's the situation in your county?
Two Democrats, one Republican.
Okay.
Is that normal?
It depends on who's governor.
Yeah. Right.
Depends on which party governor.
Sure.
Has it been two Democrats and one Republican for a while?
The last two administrations.
The last Republican governor was McDonald.
Yeah.
And then it was
two Republicans and one Democrat. Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing.
What about
the precinct staff? Are you able to have equal number of Democrats and Republicans?
No, because we are unable to find willing workers.
Okay.
And if we could find more workers, I don't care who they vote for, as long as they come and work. As long as they vote. So
yeah.
With COVID, we've had some extra concerns with that, being
sure.
able to staff our precincts. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd like to encourage people to work.
For the most part,
we do.
Right.
Yeah,
for the most part. And then during training, we stress you're not a member of keep your opinions to yourself.
Right. You're a neutral party to assist voters.
Nonpartisan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the Board of Elections, is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work year-round or mostly near elections?
All year.
Very
supportive. Yes. Especially near elections, right?
Okay, thanks.
That's all year.
It's all year. Okay.
We'll take a little break from the June primary tip now. We're going to crank it up.
But all I have to do is make a phone call if I need
Okay.
Thank you so much. Now about the voter rolls. When was the last time the voter file in your county was scrubbed or cleaned?
We do this daily.
Is that
right? We go through them, and we are constantly deleting folks that are deceased and updating records daily.
Gotcha.
And they are currently going through them now to scan each one of the voter cards and put them into the system. And whether those are the ones that we're recently deleting or whatever, we're scanning 100% of our cards and we're going through and updating, either they've moved out of the area and we transferred them to another, jurisdiction, or deleting the ones who need to be deleted or adding.
Mm-hmm.
That's every day. That's our paperwork.
Gotcha.
Where do you get your information to do that?
The Department of Health sends us death records. Every day they go through the obituaries. They go to funeral home sites. We also do social media because you might have a cousin or something that you share that obituary through. We're all over the place. So.
Okay. So
word of mouth.
Who's doing that work?
Workers in the office.
So you have a staff of workers.
Yes, ma'am.
That's helpful to you.
Do you feel you're adequately staffed? You got enough help? That's
very
good.
Very efficient.
Yes,
I have a wonderful county's very generous.
Yes.
That is really good.
They've looked after me since I came in, so I'm appreciative of that.
Oh, sure, I bet you are. Let me see, I want to make sure this complete question was... Okay, does the health department or coroner or Bureau of Biostatistics send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they can be removed from the voting roll?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's in addition to every day them going to obituaries and all that stuff.
Sure, but then you, in addition, you get that list.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, awesome. When was the last time the clerk of courts submitted a list of individuals who had declined to serve on jury duty on the basis of being a non-citizen?
That is, I've only been here since February, and that has not happened since I have been here, so I cannot answer or speak to that.
Have they even started?
I don't know that...
Have they started jury hearings?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
But I don't know...
I don't know if that's ever happened.
That's what I was thinking, is I don't know that it has, but I don't know that it hasn't, so...
But you don't know if the circuit court clerk has a process that would do that.
That's the other thing, would they even know to tell you? You know, if somebody said, oh, I'm a non-citizen.
Well, I think she gets, I think the circuit clerk, the court clerk gets prospective jurors from the voting list.
Yes, I don't know why.
So how in the world would they be a non-citizen if they're on the active voting list?
Yeah,
You gotta be registered to vote to be picked out as a jury.
It's one of the great metaphysical conundrums of our time.
That's correct.
I don't think it's happened.
But you don't have any experience with that ever happening here?
I don't.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last time you had the access to the National Change of Address List or any other change of address list?
Obviously, we get updates every day through the Department of Elections, but we specifically got the National Change of Address List in July.
July.
And we had to update our voter records and post at the courthouse.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Are you pretty confident that it's accurate and up to date?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks. So no concerns about that list. All right. How many households in your locality have more than 7 individuals registered at the same address?
I would not have any idea of that. And I don't
know. I don't know how you would not.
That's what I was going to say.
There isn't an information source for that.
No, I would not think so.
Unless you went through the voter rolls and saw that they did have.
You'd have to be able to collate addresses.
What you know is if you go through the individual voter rolls. And then when people move.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They'll update their records or something.
Absolutely.
I would not know the answer for that.
Okay. All right. And during registration, how do you verify that voters are citizens?
They are responsible for checking that box. And we have to take that at face value unless something comes back when we enter them that, you know, doesn't agree with that in the system. So.
Yeah. So you take the voter. Okay. All right. Thank you. Then moving on, concerns were raised across the county about accuracy and integrity of voting machines in the 2020 elections. There are 3 types of voting machines in Virginia. Which kind do you use here?
We have the Verity Scanner and Touch Writers, and we also use, we are just now switching over to Dentek for electronic poll books.
Okay.
Verity Scanners
and Touch Writers.
They're also Verity Touch Writers, is what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. Are any of those for handicapped at all?
The Touch Writer is.
The Touch Writer is the one that's
deals with the handicap or the hearing or vision impaired, and we've also signed up for My Ballot, which also can do, if they are visually or hearing impaired, then we can send them a ballot in which they are able to, it reads to them, and they send it back with a, the envelope has a tactile, like a hole punch in it,
like
where they
braille.
Can, yes,
like a braille,
where they can determine that's the one they need to send back to us. And I've actually been on the language line with one gentleman last week who was hearing impaired, and he had a sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
And he actually came in and turned in person and turned in his paperwork for absentee voting.
Yeah,
because I don't know how to sign language.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay, who calibrates the voting machines? And can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Our technicians, machine technicians, we do logic and accuracy testing, I'll get it out, before each election. And at that point, they use every possible voter choice, and they test the machines to make sure that it's reading and it's reporting them accurately. Okay. So that's a timely process, and Ms. Rita could probably tell you she's done a whole lot of those. She's been there when they've done them, so.
I can't add much to it. That is a process, and they do check every ballot to make sure. And of course, if it isn't acceptable, the machine's going to kick it out.
And then we decline that machine and set it aside and don't use it, and then we test another machine.
How many voters and voting machines do you have? I'm sorry, Pam.
36,125 voters. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, we have how many precincts?
We have 24 precincts.
Precinct.
Two, at least
two scanners.
Scanners and touch writers per precinct. Okay. And then we have a few extras. And okay. We have two poll books for each precinct. So whatever that tells you.
That, sure. That takes several days to do the audit then, probably.
Yes, ma'am.
The machines.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. The calibration, I should say.
Yes, ma'am.
About 4 days.
4 days.
Four nights.
Okay.
And just in case I missed that in the conversation, how secure are your machines?
They're under lock and key, and the technician and I are the only ones that have keys to the room.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And they are locked. They're sealed with a seal once they are tested for accuracy.
Right.
And they are delivered by him and another worker to the election site, to the polling locations. At that time, the chief looks at the seal and makes sure it's intact. If it's not, the first phone call they do is to me. My okay. seal is not intact. I have a problem. And we either send a new machine out or it may be as simple as the machine shifted and in the truck or something. We've had, a seal break.
Sure.
But we know that it was in David's possession from the time it was delivered to the time they received it. So.
Okay.
If there's any question, we are not going to use it.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So that's number 16. Do you invite party representatives to witness a calibration?
Yes, we do. We're required by code 242683.
Do they, huh?
Not
usually.
Oh, okay. Not that I've seen it.
Really? Are voting machines ever connected to the internet?
Never.
No. Okay. And then when are they updated?
Mm-hmm. Prior to each election, I will take the poll books and download the information and on a secure jump drive or something and program it into them. But at no time are they ever connected to the internet, that okay. type of thing. And
okay.
before each election, like I said, they do the LNA testing, and at which time they program for the election, we get the jump drives from the Department of Elections that have that election, then the software reads that and it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they seal it up, and after it's working correctly, seal it up, and then we go on to election day. Mm-hmm. And then they're sealed at the end of election day.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. they're not tampered with.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Any other questions?
No, it's all right. Keep interrupting.
You're fine. No, I just wondered okay. if you had anything up so
no.
far. Then there have been a lot of changes in the election procedures and that were introduced as a result of COVID. And some people have argued these changes weaken the integrity of the election process. As a professional, do you think changes in the made election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or made no change?
I'm not going to interject my personal opinion, because whatever we are told to do by the Code of Virginia and Department of Elections is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what I think about any of it. I'm just going to follow what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Because everybody has an opinion, but we've got to follow the code.
Okay. We're just wondering what your experience has been, because last time was a unique voting experience.
I think the early voting has been a positive experience because it has allowed some people not to have to come to the polls on election day, that type of thing. The feedback that we've received has been positive. Thank you so much for having early voting or allowing me to come over early. But that's really all I care to object on that.
That's fine. Did you receive any funding or in-kind contributions for training staff, voter education, equipment, or any other purpose from outside the state of Virginia? Effective then July 1st, 2021, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature or absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency, but the governor has rescinded that state of emergency. So how are you training your staff to ensure that there is a signature match for the upcoming elections?
We do pre-processing that when we receive an absentee ballot in the mail, we're able to inspect the envelope then to make sure that there's a postmark, that it has a date on it, that it's in line with when we're supposed to accept. They open it up to make sure that there's the voter signature and a witness signature. If not, at that time, we begin the cure process where we're supposed to contact them within 3 days, either by mail, phone, email, however we can get in touch with them to let them know you need to, you have until election day to come and correct this to make your vote count. And usually we had one lady that sent a ballot back last time that was unmarked, and we called her and she said, "I intentionally left it blank, thank you very much," and we just made a note of that on the cure log. She chose not to vote because something wasn't on there that she wanted to vote for, but we do everything we can do as far as pre-processing. We review the absentee mail instructions. We include those in when we send those out, and then, of course, we go through the cure process. So we're trying to be very good stewards of that. So.
Okay. I can tell you are. Thank you. Let me see here. Lost my place.
22.
Thank you. There is a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about the security and integrity of the ballot drop boxes. What are the chain of custody procedures for your drop boxes?
The one that's out here outside of our office, we don't have any satellite offices here in Henry County. The one that's in our or outside of our office is under camera 24/7. Obviously, when the building's locked, no one is able to access it. And when they're at the polls, they are secured and under the watch of all the election workers at that day. They are hand-delivered. The chain of custody goes from the chief to one of our board members, and that's documented. And then from there, it goes to our CAP precinct. So it's documented, and it's always within our custody and not left out in the open or anything like that. It's secured in our office until it goes to the CAP precinct. So I think we have a pretty good
system. So the only drop boxes, apart from Election Day, are here?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
There are ones at the each polling location, and then the one that stays here. Yes.
The ones at the polling location are there just for Election Day, correct?
Yes. Correct.
And they're monitored by the election officials during that day.
Right, and you can't miss them. They're Barney purple.
And they are.
And they're also sealed, so I mean, there's no way that they can be tampered with. And if somebody went over there to mess with it, they'd have to break the seal open to get in it. So.
Yeah. Sure.
And the one that's outside your office, you said that it's available outside your office, and it when the door's locked and whatever, is it still there? Do you take the ballots out for the night?
We do every day during early voting.
What would be the process? Like you check it in the morning, make sure there's nothing in it, and then you start another day, and then you take them in at 5?
Take them in the evening.
In the evening or whenever.
Yes.
And that would be you that does that?
Myself or my staff.
Okay.
Okay, and then was there any time during the last election cycle when the drop boxes did not have a video monitor?
I think we talked about that. This one is under constant video. Those are only there at the four locations for that day, and they don't, many of them don't, but they're under the watch of the election workers.
For the last election. Okay, all right. Just checking on that. Thank you. And then who is responsible for reviewing the video? You've shared that you
are. County Administration upstairs, our county administrator and his staff have control of it, but if I had an issue, I can go view it if I need to.
Okay. All right. Moving right along, to strengthen public confidence in the integrity of elections, we hope to expand our observation efforts and have a few questions about the electoral election cages, nonpartisan observers, and party observers. Would you provide training and support or designate us to provide training and support for an Election Day page program?
I'm going to defer that to our board on that.
We haven't had any interest for a page program.
Okay.
But if we're going to have a page, they have to go through training by the board, because the board is responsible to do Election Day training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By code.
Okay, fine. And so you just had no interest in that?
We just haven't had any interest in the page.
Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives?
We would have to go by the law.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which would require the authorization letter to have the...
I think it and says so, we may, so right. I think it would be up to our discretion.
Right. Sure, it would, yeah. So just wondered, what are your thoughts now if a nonpartisan requested to be an observer?
We have had people from the different parties to come.
And they have authorization from their party.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have to have that, and we train our people so that they will know how to handle that when they do have an observer to come.
Okay.
I think that this is dealing with people that aren't party affiliated.
Well, we need to see some kind of authorization of who they're affiliated with.
Yeah, they have to be representing somebody.
Right. But would you welcome them to...
Are you saying about from your group?
No. This is
Joe Blow walks in and says, I'm going to observe you. We had that happen last election. He said, the president called me last night to make sure I could watch and see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. And we just said, you can vote.
I believe this statute that's cited here has to do with, or is expected to do with a candidate who is an independent, who wants somebody on his team to be an observer. And what I hear you saying is that you haven't had
that. We've had that happen.
And then they have a letter.
So as long as you're able to come in with authorization,
right.
Then.
And they have to follow the law. So, you know, they can't sit by the poll book. They can't observe the poll book, they can't observe the process, but they can't
interact.
And they can't interact, sure. They can't intervene. They would be asked to leave.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks so much. Have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
Yes, by letter and email.
Okay. Are they able to join you? Are they able to come?
They have not. So.
They have not. Okay. All right. Let's see. I take that back.
I misspoke. One gentleman came in during the CAP precinct and observed them processing the absentee ballots in June.
Okay.
And I think we had somebody observing early voting.
Yes, ma'am. I think you're right.
So,
are you talking about the last cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, June.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a publication that you provide to your election officials regarding rights and responsibilities?
Yes.
Yes.
It's been emailed to them.
And we train on that. We cover that in every one of our training sessions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great.
We do four different training sessions.
You do?
Same material, but in order to have small groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We presented four times.
Okay. All right. Boy, you are very thorough here, aren't you? Yeah, well, I think that pretty much concludes our questions. Any other questions?
No, we're good.
I think we're good.
Is there anything more you'd like from us?
Thank you so much.
I have a question. I've read, I guess, the handbook of the manual, Election Integrity Manual, and it sounds like we're all on the same page because mm-hmm. we want to run mm-hmm. an honest, mm-hmm. forthright, transparent election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're very forthcoming with information. If somebody asks if they want to observe, I don't have issues with that. I do have a question with you all saying that you're nonpartisan because everything in here says Republican.
In what way do you see that?
Would you like me to see
in that manual?
Yes.
Okay, I thought
I would like to know. particularly on page 14. And as you go back, there's several references to train your workers that are trained by Republicans, Republican election officer report. I mean, so who do you all represent?
We really do represent a nonpartisan effort to really ensure that the upcoming election is a fair and secure as possible. We're really just interested, and you were sharing too that you were hoping to get more participation,
yes, ma'am,
more help, and we from are hoping as voters to really be part of that group that encourages voters. We really do have a heart for this country. We really do have a heart for help doing our part just to help ensure that this election is as fair and secure as possible, as
and
open.
Transparent.
And yeah,
that's
and
what you all want too.
Yeah, I mean, we are on the same page. We really are.
Yeah.
And
that was just a little disconcerting.
I think you make a valid point, though. I'm going to pass on that. That needs to be reviewed and corrected.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a privilege meeting with you. I appreciate you all coming. And again, any other comments? That was a great question. I appreciate you asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any ladies?
Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Cynics, S-I-N.